Okay. So you saw the schedule yesterday that we should go from, I guess, are people generally holding on Zion and Bez now? Meaning, if you're not already past that, I know that people are past that, but Zion, Zion and Bez? Okay, so everyone should be up to, for sure, Zion and Bez by the by today and tomorrow, and then over the course of next week, we have the entire next week to get the Chesed and Bez? Yeah. Okay. No, till Tuesday next week. So you want to get the for sure Zion and Bez by today and tomorrow, and then Chesem and Aleph and Chesem and Bez Sunday, Monday, so that you're up to the two dots by Tuesday. Tuesday till Sunday is Chazara, Ad Ve'ad Bechalal, and then the Bechina would be Monday. Yeah, that seems to work mathematically, I think, for everyone in terms of the pace. And it's neat because it sections off all the Esed Ochelose, and then we'll jump back into Yevamos proper together following Bechina. So that's the schedule. So on Daf Zayin, the Gemara has a Shaka B'Tarya. We'll read parts of it, but assuming everyone saw it already, so the Gemara says Ela Itzrich. So the Gemara suggests that we need the pasuk of Aleha to tell us the exclusion. Sakadai Techamina to have a high Eishes Ach. You could have thought that the mitzvah of Yibam b'makom eishes ach was yatsa l'lamed, and lo l'lamed al atzma yatsa l'lamed al kol kula yatsa, to teach you a rule, not an exception, disanya, davar shai b'chlav yatsa min achlav v'chulei. So to the same way you have by shlamim achila b'toma, Hachanami b'mitzvahs yibam ha'eshes ach b'chlal kol arayos ha'isa v'lami yatsasa. Eshes ach is like every other arayos. So why did the Torah be motzi it from the klal? So maybe l'hakish aleha or l'lamid al kalkulo v'lomer l'cha ma'eshes ach sharya af kol arayos nami sharyan. So maybe that's taka proving the rule that the yatsam al-klal l'lamid al kalkulo yatsa. So the Torah put eshes ach separately in order to teach us that what applies, the heter there, applies to all of the arayos. That would have been the havamina. The Gemara says, no, me dummy. It's not similar to the case of Shlamim being Yotze, Miklal, Kudshim, Eshazach, from Ashar Rayos. They're not similar. Why? Hasam by Achilos Kudshim Betuma, by Shlamim, Klal, meaning Achilos Korbanos in general, is the Isser of Tumas Guf. Uprad is also the Isser of Achilos Betumas Guf. But here, in the case of Yibam by Eshazach, Hacha, Klal be Isser Uprat beheter. The Klal is Arayos or Aser. The Prat is its mutter in a case of Yibam. So that's not a classic case of Yatsam Naklaw Lame Al Klaw Kumula Kul Yatsa. Okay. Halo Dami Al Dabash Hai Bukla Yatsam Badabra Khadash. So it's really something different. It's a different not the right rule is a rule, whatever, Mid the Shatana Dreshes Bow. It's a different principle of using here. That it was Yatsa Lidon Bidavar Khadash. It was Bichlal all the Arayos, but it came to teach us some Chiddush Din. When you have such a chiddush that's yotzei min haklal, literally, so then you can't now put it back in group with the rest of the klal unless the Torah tells you explicitly that it's back with everything else, and therefore you can't compare, shar arayos other than eish zach to eish zach, which was yatza, because the Torah never explicitly came and said that they're back together, grouped together. So you have all of Arayos, Eish Zach is taken out, Lidon B'davar Chadash, to teach you something new entirely. So unless the Torah tells you, and now Eish Zach is similar again to the rest of the Arayos, you assume Eish Zach is on one side, and everything else is Me'ever Acher. Tisanya, Dabar Shai B'chal V'yatza Lidon B'davar Chadash, Yatza Rashai Lach Zir L'chlal L'ach Yach Zir L'chlal Kasa B'feirish, Ketzad, V'shachar Es HaKeves. So you shech the Keves, the Karban Asham, B'makom asher yishchat, or truth is I don't remember the nekudos, but makom asher yishchat es achatas v'es ha'ola b'makom ha'kodesh, ki kachatas ha'asham hu l'kohen. Okay, so the last words are superfluous. Shein tamad lomar kachatas ha'asham, hu ma tamad lomar, why does it say it? Lefi sheyatza asham mitzora has a distinction, it stands out, it's brought out differently, it's yatza min haklal, lidom davar chadash, because it has a new prat. What's the new prat? That there's a matan bohonos, but bohan yad uvon regal hayimanis, the right hand and the right foot get the matan damim. get some of the matan damim. Yachal lo yehetan matan damim ve'imurim lagavim mizbeach. And since it was yatsa lidam davar chadash, the Gemara here says explicitly, you therefore would have thought that once it was yatsa lidam davar chadash and it wasn't put back into the klal, so maybe matan damim is only for bahonos, is only the special type of matan dam, but not matan damim mizbeach and not hakdaras imurim. Flipping the page, Talmud lomar no ki kechat asa asham hu. It's, or he, I don't know, I don't remember, I don't remember. I just want to see before, is it Yishchat or Yishchat? Yeah. Okay, good, so I got everything right then? Okay, so Chatas Asham, who, really they're comparable, meaning Hishva, Kasav, Chatas, and Asham. Ma Chatas tuna matan dam v'emrum l'gab mizbeach, like normal, af Asham ta'an matan dam v'emrum l'gab mizbeach. So the Asham Mitzora also has the matan damim al mizbeach. The law had the krab, but if they had, if the pasuk hadn't explicitly told us that they're back together, have a mina l'maid nafak nafak l'maid lo nafak lo nafak hachanami have a mina ish zach the ishtri sharai oslo. Fine, so we'll come back to that obviously in the coming stage in Zagotarya. So the Gemara it's mavuar that the once the Asham Mitzora was nafak menaklal yatz menaklal le'inyan matan bahonos. So then, if not for the fact that the Torah explicitly says it's back together with chatas, that it's normal again, so then you would have had the havamina. The Gemara says it straight out. Delo ta'un matan dam gam mizbeach. You wouldn't have needed matan dam at all in mizbeach. Tosas and Zayin Beis, they don't add anything, but Tosas and Zayin Beis explain this. They spell this out. When the Gemara says, L'maida nafak nafak, dahainu matan bahonos, ushchita safon, shekazu behedja. U'lamaida lo nafak, kigon matan dam ve'emurim lo nafak. You wouldn't have had matan damim on his bech at all. So l'chora, that's a tzarachin. If Asher Mitzora is certainly a karban, it's also, obviously, it's also a tara process for the Mitzora. We're not ignoring that. But the Asher Mitzora is a karban. It's avoda. So every avoda sa karban has matan damim. It has zrika agat be'am mizbeach. So, and if there isn't, then how is it a carbon? Meaning, it doesn't make sense that we would have. It seems not to make sense. You'd have a havamina, there'd be no zrika. You'd have a havamina, there's no matan damim at all. So, additionally, just sort of, well, you'll see. It's a related question. If you flip back to Amud Aleph, so Tosis on Zayin Amud Aleph and Dibar Maskel Efisha Yatza, that last one on the page there. So Tosis ask a question, not the middle of Tosos. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomer Ulamandam Breshe is Makom the Kol Gamine. So the so Tosas have a Fektakasha here. We should really, once we have this Chiddush, you can learn the Klal back from the Yotzei. Yiyu Kol Ashamos to Unos Matan Bahonos. And then Vilil Fonami Kula Rayos Meshazach, the one that we're worried about. Yiyu Kol Ashamos to Unos Matan Bahonos. Once the Torah does say that Asham Mitzora stands out, it's different. It's Yotzei Min HaKlal. That there's matan damim al bahonos, which is a chiddush. So maybe now that we know that about Asham Mitzora, maybe that's true about all of the Ashamos. Maybe every Asham has matan bahonos. And Tosis gives an answer why we don't learn from one to the other. But the question is l'choru a very big tzarachian, meaning, like we said before, the karban, Asham Mitzora is a karban. It's one of the karbanos, that's for sure true. It's avoda. I mean, we have a kasha, why there's no zrika, but otherwise we assume it's a karban, obviously. The matan bahonos is part of the tara process. It's a step in the process of being metaher, the Mitzora. So once we learned that by Asham Mitzora, who needs tara, he gets matan bahonos of the dam, we then would have had a havamina to learn from there to all other of the karban ashams? That they should also have matan bahonos? Does that make any sense? Matan bahonos is relevant for tara. It's not relevant to the process of karbanos. So why would we learn from the Asham Mitzora to everything else? It's a chiddush by Asham Mitzora because Asham Mitzora is different because it's a tara process. It doesn't make sense to compare from the Asham Mitzora to all the other karbanos asham. And l'chora, that's what the Ramban on Zayin Beis. He's the truth is he has two deos about this, so maybe it'd be interesting based on what we're going to say soon whether he has two deos about this yisodus dig also. But at least the part I'm going to quote to you, the Ramban is basically like naches to this question, just kind of like raises it, but he's madche entirely. So the Ramban says again zayin on beis v'hadu lo gamrinan shara shamos lebo an yad. That's toskasha, right? Hadu lo gamrinan shara shamos from bo an yad lebo an yad, meaning the same way you have bo an yad by Ash Mitzora, say it by all the ashamos. That's toskasha. So the Ramban says, no, mishum shezem machshir v'shar hasham was machaprin. That's what we're saying, no? I think. I mean, it's shorthand, but I think that's what exactly we're saying. Ze machshir v'shar hasham was machaprin. This is a machshir. This is helping him be matar for tuma. This is an entirely different story over here. We're being matar the metzora. V'hemid ha-kohen ha-metahir to do the process of the asham metzora in order to be matar him. Fine. But other ashamos are kapara. Regular kabanos. You don't learn the matan bahonos from asham metzora, the tara process, to all the other kabanos. It's not a stabber. It doesn't make any sense. So, just to bolster what we're saying, even though the truth is I'm pulling, I don't remember the phrase, I'm pulling the curtain over your eyes or the veil over your eyes. How does that phrase go? Whatever, but I'm lying. That's, I think, that's all right, Lashon. Not as saginal hard to say it that way, but I'm lying. Really, what I'm about to say, I'm skipping words, and you'll see it counts for partially what we're talking about, but we'll focus on one important diuk. So, just to bolster what we've built until now, Revelvel in his Chidushim al Torah in Parshas Mitzora. So, in Parshas Mitzora, the pasuk says, I referenced it a second ago, V'hemid ha-kohen ha-mitaher. So, the kohen who is the purifier. I mean, he's performing the purification process for the metzora. So the hem mit hakohen mitahir, he should place as ha'ish mitahir, the person who's being purified, the osam lifnei Hashem pesach al moed. That's what the pasuk says. So the Brisker Rav is bothered. Rav Elvel in Chumash is bothered. Why does the pasuk have to say hakohen hamitahir? It's a karban. Meaning, obviously, we're talking the pesukim are about to describe the shechita and all the process of matan damim. Like, meaning, of course, the kohen is the one involved in this process. Yeah, additionally, it's kind of repetitive. Hakohen hamitaher, meaning we're like explaining who the kohen is. He's the one who's purifying him. Mitaher, we understand because you have to describe who the guy is. So he's instead of saying the matzora, you say the mitaher. Fine, but why is the kohen? It's hakohen who needs that, and hamitaher, the one who's being involved in the process of purifying the matzora. So Rav Elvel says that if you only had the regular din of korbanos here, so then obviously you need a kohen because kohanim have to do the avoda. That makes sense to us. But he says over here there's an additional din that not only do you need a kohen because of the korban shebo, but you need a kohen because of the tahara shebo. You need a kohen here not only outs the fact that he's being offering a korban on behalf of the metzora, but also outs the fact that he's being metaher the metzora. So you need hakohen hametaher. That's what the pasuk is describing to us. What's the nafkamina? So he says the nafkamina is that a chalal would be disqualified, whereas we know the din is these are gemaras in the Daf Yomi currently or something. No, at the end of kedushin, Be'er Hashem Chelo. That is they're up to that, right? Is the din is that if a kohen chalal does the avoda, it's not going to be there's a gzeiras hakasev that it could be acceptable by the eved. So Rebbe says that's true alts the karban, but here you need a kohen alts the tyra as well, and you don't have that gzeiras hakasev that a chalal would be permissible after the fact, and therefore if you had a chalal do the tyra process, whereas the karban might go, the tyra process wouldn't be chal. Very fascinating. But then Rebbe says, but what's the there is no nafkamina because it is a karban. We're talking about a karban, so who cares? You need a kohen either way. What's the? I guess you're adding one level, but in terms of the karban itself, it doesn't seem to add anything. So he says no. It's specifically talking about ulam yeshlomer the ela tzarchin al eza ma'isakai hachdina dil inin etzam hakravas karbanos pshitul lo shayech zos klal. Okay. Ulam yesh lomer the kailin in matabahonos. He says maybe this pasuk is telling us you need a kohen hamatar, the second din of kahuna is dafka for matan bahonos. Dimelvara din avoda shebezen nasa ba'karban od havya zos gamaisa taira ba'hamitzora atzmo. So he said that's what the pasuk is teaching us here, that by matan bahonos it's a chiluk of the tara process. It's a chiluk of the tara process. So it's not that you need the standard kohen because of the din of kahuna for karbanos. You need a kohen because he's being matire him, and the matire process requires a kohen. So, ba'inan kohen mishum din taris mitzora shedina b'kohen uchamot eglachas v'nafkamina l'kohen chalol k'mo shekasavnu. And he says v'zeu dinemar ba'akra d'vehemet ha'kohen ha'matire. So all of that is, I think, the pashut part to us, meaning matan bahonos is a din in taras ha'mitzora. Revelvel did is very gishmak. He said you need a kohen alts that also, and he explained the pasuk that's describing that din, that you need a kohen alts also the tara process. But that was all intuitive to us, that matan bahonos is part of the tara process. But the flip side of what we're talking about, which is what we've been focusing on as a negative here, is that it's lechora, not part of the avoda. It's not part of the carbon. It's something separate. It's something about the tara of the mitzora. In which case, it's hard to understand the gemara that has a havmina that there wouldn't be any zrika because, like mehechi tesi, this is supposed to be a carbon. Where's the zrika? And what we said in Tosis is mostly related, is that you can't learn from asha mitzora to other ashamos, because asha mitzora, the matan bahonos, is about the tara, it's not about the carbon process. So how do you have any tushdal between the two of them? So Rabbi Peh reminded me yesterday of something we saw together three or four years ago when we were learning Zvachtim in Revelvel's kuntris on Yuma. So just out of order in terms of how we're going to present it, just in terms of Mamakomos, that's on page 40 in the kuntris on Yuma. Kedai to look there. He deals with Rashi and the Rambam, very much related to what we're about to talk about. We're going to just present it from a different Mar Makom, but that is what got this whole idea started. So if you look in, again, that's one Mar Makom in Yuma, but if you look in Chidushei Agriz, meaning the Shirim, the stencils in Menachos and Daf Hei Amar Aleph, so there Revelvel apparently declared the following chakira. I'll read you what they recorded in the notes. V'yesh lachkor. The truth is, it would be worthwhile. I don't think it's a waste of time. I'm just not sure how long it's going to take me to do everything here. But the context there would be worthwhile. We're kind of skipping some context, but if you look it up, you'll see the dinim that Revelvel's coming off of. Maybe I'll share at least the easier parts of it. So in the Gemara in Yuma, Mesvei Asha Metzora Shenishchat Shelo Lishmo O Shelo Nasan Midamo Agabe Bahonos Harize Ola Lagabe Mizbech V'Tan Nesach Metzarech Asha Machir Lachshiro. So the Gemara quotes a brisa that you have an Asha Metzora that was shechted Shelo Lishma. Or it was fine, but it wasn't. They didn't do the matan bahonos. They left out the matan bahonos. So it's ol lagabe mizbeach v'tal nesachim. The carbon's, so to speak, good, meaning it's good enough. It's good enough. And v'tzarach asham acher lachshiro. You have to bring another asham lachshiro to finish the tara process. Let's say in our case, he didn't do the matan bahonos, right? In the case where he left the matan bahonos, or it was shelo lishma, so it wasn't good enough. So you have to bring a second asham lachshiro. So Bevel here says yesh lachkor. And it's not his words, but they recorded. V'yesh lachkor. Hecha delo nasan midamo agabe bahonos. That case, where they left out the matan bahonos. So what's the pshat in the fact that sarach asham acher lachshiro? What's the pshat that you need another asham now because you didn't do the matan bahonos? Two possibilities. Pay attention. Iha asham eno ola lo klal b'toras chobas mitzora. Did he not offer an asham at all? There was no asham because you didn't finish the process of the carbon asham because you didn't do the matan bahonos. Meaning, mishum carbon asham, alts carbon asham, you need to bring an asham. You didn't bring an asham. What do you mean? I brought an asham. I just didn't do the matan bahonos. Yeah, that's part of the carbon asham. The asham mitzora involves matan bahonos. You didn't do matan bahonos. You didn't do your job of bringing an asham. So you missed out on the asham and you have to make up for it. The mashal to keep in mind is like forgetting Yala Viavo in Shmon Esrei. You didn't damage Shmon Esrei, or you damage Shmon Esrei, but you didn't mention Meina Ma'ora. So you didn't bring a carbon asham because you left it the matan bahonos. Oh, efshar dechovas ha'asham kvar yatsa ha'metzora came the nishchat lishmo b'chol adinim. It was a glat of carbon. It was shechta lishmo. Everything was on the up and up. Ela d'sarach asham acher le'mitzvah bechovas bahonos b'lvad. There's a separate din over here. You're not only trying to offer a carbon, you're also trying to be a matar yourself. You're trying to be a machshir yourself, and you left out the process, part of the ikar part of the process of matan bahonos, which allows you to be mistahir. So you need to bring a second asham, not because you didn't do the asham. You did the asham. You finished carbon asham. You shech the lishma. Everything worked out perfectly, kasher and yasher. Elamai, you didn't do the matan bahonos, so now bring another asham in order to accomplish the matan bahonos. That's what Revelvel spells out. The chiddush is that you already did an asham, so you're already yotzi your chiyuv, and you're not allowed to bring an asham benedava. So it's a chiddush to say that you could bring a second asham in order to do the matan bahonos. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. But the impetus for bringing a second asham is not because you didn't do the asham. You did the asham. You just didn't do the matan bahonos. This is the part that we're streamlining, but he's gonna prove one side, and this is where, you know, the one that Repair reminded me about from the Kuntres in Yuma, where he's coming off of the Gemara in Yuma on Samach Alf and Beis, Asher Metzora Shenishbach Damo Kodem Matan Bahonos. That's the Gemara over there. So again, we're streamlining it, but Rav Elul brings a raya from there. Muchach be'emes de ola lechovas mitzora ela she'in yachal lahavi acher lematan behonos dim ino ola leklal lechovas mitzora bevada legara mishlod lishmo diyachal lahavi acher. So that's Rav Elul's bothered by the Gemara in Yuma, but the point is that he clears this exact chakira. The chakira he clears is, what do you say the matan behonos is the relationship with the karban? Is the pshat that there's a karban asham, which means you have to do shchita and zrika and all the things you have to do by a karban, plus matan behonos, that's part of the karban asham process, and if you didn't do matan behonos, you didn't do the karban asham? Or no, karban asham, out karban asham shebo, the karban part, that involves regular karbanos dinim. Additionally, in order to mitar yourself, you need to do matan behonos. If you left out matan behonos, you were yosei the chovas asham, you just need to do the matan behonos still, and chiddush that you're allowed to bring another asham in order to do so. I guess, whatever. Chiddush that you have to bring another asham to do so. So, this chakira seems to be exactly what we're touching on, no? What's the pshat in the matan behonos? The pshat in the matan behonos is that it's a part of the tara process, separate and distinct from the karban? Or no, the pshat in the matan behonos is that it's also part of the tara process, you need it in order to be mitar yourself, but it's also a chelak from the avodas hakarban, and it's possible, one side of the chakira, it's possible that if you left out the matan behonos, you didn't do your chova of karban asham at all for a mitzora. The Mikdash David declares this chakira also. But if you look, very, very gishmak and easy, in Reb Leib Malin's chidushim in chelak beis, so he's coming from a very related, but a different sugya a little bit, and in the middle he says the entire shayla that he's asking is tali, Be'ikr din matan bahonos. I'll read you his words. Dim toras avoda aleh kizrika. When we talk about the matan bahonos, what is matan bahonos? When we put the blood on the thumbs of the mitzora, what is that? Is it toras avoda aleh kizrika? Is that considered like you're doing an avoda of a carbon, like zrika? He says. Hareish lomer degam kabal sedam biad lamatan bahonos din avodas kabal aleh. What he's trying to discuss over there, which is the starting point, which is very related, is whether the kabalas hadam by the Kohanim for the Matan Bohonos, or their Makabal in their hands, is that considered a regular avodah of Kabbalah or not? Nafkaminas for like Nishbach and other things that we'll see in a second, Yad and Kli. But so is that a regular din of Kabbalah or not? So Leib says it's Talu in whether Matan Bohonos is a din Zrika. If Matan Bohonos is considered an avodah of Zrika, Elamai, by normal Karbanos, the Zrika goes in the Zbeach, by Karban Asham, by an Asham Mitzorah, it goes not only on his Beach, but also partially on the Bahonos of the Mitzorah. So that's still a Zrika, it's just an Andrish type of Zrika, it's a new type of Zrika. So then it's an Avodah of Zrika, so the Kabbalah is also a Kabbalah, an Avodah of Kabbalah, a regular Avodah of Kabbalah. Ach inema de din matan bahonos eina avodah me avodah sa karban klal, ela maisa taira mitzorah greida, is exactly what we're clearing. No, matan bahonos is not carbon. Matan bahonos is not carbon dick at all. It's just part of the process of tara. It's hechsher from tuma. So then, after bivadei de boy kuna, you need a coin for it. Mikomakom enem avodas a carbon. Vimken gama kabbalah biad lamatan bahonos ein avodas kabbalah klal. Wherever the zrika goes, the kabbalah goes. So the kabbalah will be the same din. What's the nafkamina? Reb Leib adds, this is important because like the fourth nafkamina. V'nafkamina bezela inin imposa ba machshava. If you have an avodah zrika, you could have pigle. You can be mechashev shelo bismano, you can be mechashev shelo bimkomo, and you could pass all the carbon through being mefagilet with machshava. If matan bahonos is just part of the tara process, what pigle? Is there pigle when someone goes to the mikvah to be matar himself? There's no pigle on tara process. But if the matan bahonos is a zrika, it's ke'en a zrika, then and the kabbalah shebo is a real kabbalah, so then the it's shayich potentially to have a pigle as well. There's a technical problem that Yechorim deal with, which may or may not be answerable with something fancy, but the technical problem is that in order to have pigle, we assume you need achilas mizbeach or achilas adam. By matan bahonos, there's no achilas mizbeach, nor is there achilas adam. Meaning, matan bahonos goes on the person, not on the mizbeach. So there's no achilas mizbeach. The mizbeach doesn't consume that blood. So one answer, this is fancy, this is what my parent and I remember seeing somewhere. Is that a fair way to say it? All right, we think we saw it somewhere. I didn't find it today. My parent pointed out I didn't look very carefully. That was a very tief ha'ara. I didn't do, he just pointed out like a lack of hasmada in that regard. But we think we saw somewhere that there was some fancy pshat that maybe the Adam is the Mizbeach in the case of Mitzora. The Adam has like a status of Mizbeach. Okay, I'm not sure. I have to see if we have a chorus for that. I don't know if this is possible. I'm just thinking of this now. Is the other possibility that there's an achilas mizbeach for the carbon asham. Meaning there's also matan damim on the mizbeach. Right? You just additionally, by an asham atzorah, you also put dam on the bow and yad. So is it possible that as long as there's bichlal from this dam of this animal, there is achilas mizbeach? Elamai, the matan dam that you're doing right now on the bow and yad is not going to have an achilas mizbeach, but the dam of this animal has achilas mizbeach. And maybe that's enough to have pigle. I would think not, because it's different. It's a different zrika, meaning there's a zrika on the mizbeach and there's a zrika on the bow and yad. But I don't know. Is it possible that you look at the carbon when you're talking about the achilas mizbeach as opposed to looking at the mice zrika? Do you have any reason to say definitively one way? Yeah. It has new psul of nishbach, meaning everything is new. Everything's separate. Yeah, I think it's more mustaba that way also. Okay, anyways, I love that technicality, but Rav Leib thinks that this is a nafkamina. I don't think he himself clears this point that there's no achilas mizbeach or achilas adam. So this is the part that really draws us back to where we were coming from. I mean, everything is clearly very related, but this one's like really direct. So Rav Leib says he can prove it from a braisa in Masachas Zvachim. The braisa says, Disanya, V'lakach, midam apar, V'lakach, Yachal b'chol, Tamalomar v'nasan, Manasina ba'at b'kli, sorry, Yachal b'kli, Tamalomar v'nasan, Manasina ba'at moshalkoin, Af l'kicha ba'at moshalkoin. Yachol af limizbeach kain with your hands, as opposed to a kli sharis. Tamalomar ki kachatas ha'asham hu. Ma chatas tu'una kli, af asham ta'un kli. Nimtis ata omer asham mitzor. We'll leave for now. So the Gemara learns that you would have thought that just as the matan bohonos is biyad, so too what we do on the mizbeach is biyad also. No, because by chatas you need a kli, and it's ki chatas ke asham. So you learn from chatas you need a kli for the zrika by the mizbeach. Good? Okay. Now I'm going to read you Leib's words, just because it's firsthand. Umuvur desalka daitach negemara, shegam lezrikas adam am lezbeach, yehe dino sheyiskabel biyad, kemo lematan bohonos. The Gemara has a havamina that, as we see by matan bohonos, that the zrika, sorry, really, that the Kabbalah is biyad, that the Kohen doesn't use a kli, he uses his hands. We see that's true by matan bohonos. So the Gemara says, a havamina, maybe that should also be true by the Zrika, the Kabbalah for the Zrika, on the Mizbeach as well. The Kabbalah l'Zrika, hare, vadei shehi avodas Kabbalah u'mavodas ha'karban, v'inema Kabbalah's yad l'bahonos, eina avodas Kabbalah klal, masal g'daylech l'mo mina sh'av l'mizbeach kein. If you think that matan bahonos is a tara, stama maisa tara, so then you do matan bahonos, the Kabbalah, and the nesina, you do it biyad, correct? So you would never learn from that to the Zrika on the Mizbeach and the Kabbalah for that Zrika. One's about Karbanos, the other's about Tara process. Why would you have a Havamina to think that once the Matan Bahonos is Biyad, maybe all of the Kabbalahs and all of the Zrikas by this carbon is Biyad? Elamai, what do you see, says Rav Leib, what do you see from the Braisa? You see clearly the Gemara is assuming that Matan Bahonos, of course it's also part of the Tara process, but it's also a Chelek in the Avodas HaKarban. It's a zrika. It's a maisa. It's an avodas hazrika, and that's why the Gemara says once I see the zrika of matan bahonos has to be biyad, maybe also the zrika on the mizbeach has to be biyad. You could learn from one to the other because they're both in the realm of karbanos. They both have to do with the karban of the asham mitzora. Is everyone following so far? Yeah. So you have Ravel will claim this chakir, Leib clears the chakir and comes out this way. Again, the mikdash David also clears it. But basically what comes out is that it seems that there's, in addition to the fact that matan bahonos is obviously part of the Tara process, it's also a chelek in the avodas hakarban, so much so that it's actually called a zrika. It's a zrika sadam al yedei, meaning onto the hands of the mitzora. We saw nafkaminas for how to do the Kabbalah, din of nishbach, if there's pigel, fine. But if all of that's true, so then maybe the havmin of our Gemara is much more mistabra. This already, again, this is what Rabbi Per was being miramis to when he reminded me about the Brisker Rav. This is the Yisod he was trying to say, that the Gemara has a Havamina, that if not for the fact that the Torah explicitly says, Khatas ha'asham hu, that if not for the fact that the Torah explicitly returns asham mitzora to the klal of karbanos, we would have thought there's no matan damim. No matan damim, then where's the karban? There's no zrika. What are you talking about? How could there be no matan damim? How could there be no matan damim? Answer, there would have been matan damim. There would have been a zrika. The only zrika, we would have been limited to the zrika that the Torah tells us about, the bo and yad. The matan bohonos would have been the only zrika. But that is a zrika. Hagam, that it's also HaKohen HaMetahir, it's also part of the Tahara process, but in addition to that, it's a chilak from the Avodas HaKarban. It's a zrika, agabi the bohen yad of the Metzora. You would have thought that the zrikas, Shebet Karban Asha Metzora, are limited only to the Matnos Dam on the bohen yad. Kamash Milan, the Torah returns it to the klal and says, no, there's also the regular dinim of zrika on the Mizbeach as well. But that's how the Gemara can entertain such a havamina, that the matan carbon asha mitzora doesn't have matan daman on his beach, because it does have matan daman on his beach. It has matan daman on the quote unquote mizbeach of the adam of the mitzora himself, the matan bahonos. That also helps understand Tosan Amar Aleph. Tosan Zayim Amar Aleph had that kasha that that once we see that there's a din of bohen yad of matan bahonos by the asha mitzora, so maybe we should learn from there to all the other carbonos asham. So we said, what kind of havmin is that? By carbon asha mitzora, there's a tahara process. So part of the tahara process is you put blood on his fingers. Mechitesi, you learn from there to all of carbon asham, where it has nothing to do with tahara, it just has to do with karbanos, regular dinim of karbanos. Answer, no. Even the matan bahonos was a chelak of karbanos. It was a zrikas dam on the bow and yad, but it was a zrikas dam. The Gemara says, Tosis, maybe you have a havmin, you know, once you know that there's this extra mechudesh din zrika, avodas hazrika, with a kabbalah before and everything, of matan bahonos, you might have thought to say, oh, maybe that din of zrika, of matan bahonos, applies by all karbanos asham. Kamash malan not, kamash malan doesn't, Tosis' answer. But at least you could ask the question, because again, we like the Gemara in Zvachim, like we established from our Gemara itself, that it has the havamina that you would have had no other matan damim, because the matan bahonos is itself a matan dam of zrika on the bohen yad, and then you could say it's part of the avodah process. You could have learned it to other kabanos, kamash maloni don't. Yeah. Yes, on Amud Beis. So the Gemara raises the idea of Ho'ol v'Ishtri Ishtri. So I don't have much to add. I'm just going to tell you some Aramakomos probably at this point. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I didn't type it and I forgot to come back to it. I mean, I didn't plan to come back to it, but he actually had two deos there. One answer was a silly question because one's Tuma and one's Karban. But then he had a second answer. I don't remember if it was the same as Tosis or different. I just don't remember. I was wondering if the two deos were these two deos. What would the first deos say? Meaning, obviously, he's saying there's no shaychus. The implication is that there's no status of avoda to the matan bahonos. So how do you read the Gemara otherwise? I don't know. Anyone have thoughts? I don't know. I didn't put thought into that side of it.
What the Ramban meant was, I think the Gemara has a motion, the Gemara calls the Asher Metzora a Machshir. The Ramban wasn't being mechalik between the Avoda Matan Bahonos and other Korbanos. He's the Korban Asham,
the Asher Metzora,
and Shar Ashamos. And Asher Metzora right. Can't serve as a Binyanav.
Yeah, and it's for this, it's you sold this ticket because it's a Matire. Yeah. But it's not the Avodas.
But Matan Bahonos in particular, it's. Main purpose of the Asher Metzora is functions as a machshir.
Then we read but maybe the Ramban agrees with the Yesod that once you're, it is a different type of a carbon. Mm-hmm. Within that carbon, the Matan Bahonos serves as a tahara process and also serves as avodas carbon. That's maybe possible. Well, I remember the words were, but it was just like hasam machshir, hacham machaper, or something, or hacham machshir, hasam machaper, or something. So maybe if you're referring to the overall, definition of the carbon, yeah, maybe that's a shot. Yeah, so the Gemara now tells us so like I said before, just some Maror Makomos, you'll find them in regular Svarim, maybe a Har or two, but nothing you can't find on your own, but we're moving fast, so I thought this would be helpful, at least to point to the things that we should look at if we have time. So the Gemara here raises the concept of Ho'ol v'Ishtri Ishtri. The Gemara first suggests Ho'ol v'Ishtri Ishtri, once we're Matir, the Torah's Matir Eshazach, so maybe it's Matir, let's say at least Achos Isha also. So then the Gemara says, because of a svara, ma'al the same ahol v'ishtri ishtri. So then the Gemara says, munatemra, that's the hemshecha Gemara in terms of finding the source for ahol v'ishtri ishtri. So the sugi of ahol v'ishtri ishtri is found in Zvachim Lamed Beis. There's a machlokes as to when exactly we do say ahol v'ishtri ishtri, and some machlokes how to say that machlokes. So So in that context, Rabbi Yosef says that if you have rov hatzibur of the Jewish people that were tamei mesim in time of Karban Pesach, and then they're nas as zavin on top of that, so since we're already mimadche the tuma of misa, tumas mes, for the Karban Pesach, we'll be docha also the tumas zav of the zavin, ha'ol v'ishtri ishtri. That's Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye says, what are you talking about, Rabbi Yosef? It's not similar to our case of Metzora, where it's heterahu, Rashi says, hutra, meaning Metzora, it's mamish mutter, it's hutra. Mash enkin tuma, deine ala dechuya. Tuma is only dechuya b'tzibur, not hutra b'tzibur. What Abaye says is, we only say hol v'ishtri b'makom hutra. If the heter is hutra, like by Metzora, we say hol v'ishtri ishtri. If the heter is only dechuya, we don't say hol v'ishtri ishtri. If you weren't thinking about it, makes sense. Hutra is stronger, so it could be more expansive. It could reach more more Yisurim. I don't know, like the simple read. If you're not really thinking, that makes perfect sense. But Rava says, I'm really thinking. And Rava says, Ipcha Mestabra. Rava says exactly the opposite is more logical. Only if you say something is Dechuya should Hol V'Ishtri be Shayach. But the second something is a Hutra, maybe it shouldn't be Shayach. Why? Because like this. If something is Hutra, so then Rava says, maybe leha ishtarai, leha lo ishtarai. Maybe that the Torah says is mutter, but the Torah says that's mutter, and that's all we can know in lechabo el chidusho. But if something is dechuya, that means there's a koach that's being madcha that iser. Once it's being madcha the iser, so we're pushing off some iser, we're pushing it away. So who cares if we're pushing one iser? Who cares if we're pushing two iserim? It's all the same. So Rava says you really would be mechalik the exact opposite way. You would say dechuya, you could say hol v'ishtri ishtri. Hutra, you wouldn't say hol v'ishtri ishtri. Was that clear to everyone? Did people see this gemara already? Like, I just want to make sure I'm not speeding, but clear enough. Okay. So that's Rava's pushback to Abaye. On Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Tosis has the kasha on Rava when Rava says erva gufa lo tzricha kra. So Tosis asks the correct kasha. What are you talking about? You need a pasuk even for Rava because Rava has to dispute hol v'ishtri ishtri. Our Gemara just suggested this concept of hol v'ishtri ishtri. So even if Rava thinks for other reasons you wouldn't need a pasuk, but you need a pasuk to tell you that you shouldn't say hol v'ishtri ishtri, and therefore Erva is still usher. So the Svarim, I'll quote this Turi Evan and Megillah, who's marech on these inyanim. So he asks, Tosus could have answered much more simply. We just saw Rava in Maseches Zvachim. Rava in Masechah Zvachim said that hol v'ishtri ishtri only applies when something is dechuya. When something is hutra, it doesn't apply. Yibam is hutra. So Rava doesn't need a pasuk to teach you that you don't say hol v'ishtri ishtri by yibam, because yibam's hutra. So Rava never has hol v'ishtri ishtri by hutra, and therefore yibam doesn't get off the ground. It's not a kasha. So this is just like, this is... It's not just read. I mean, it's obvious cheshbon, but like you're all probably a step ahead of me already. It's obvious, but it's good to speak out. The answer is that Tosas lishitasam, right? Meaning Tosas are the ones on Dav Gimel and Beis who said that's not true about Yibam. We quoted Ramban and we quoted three kind of levels of Hutra, Dechuya, and Lonemra, but Tosas was the lowest level that they assumed that all of Yibam is really Mishum Esed Dechalos Asay. And even when they say Mitzvah Sebekach, we said there was two possibilities if Tosas were being Chozer Bo, or if Tosas stayed with that, if you remember, on Daf Gimel and Beis going on Daf Alam and Aleph, and the Tosas there. So Tosas are of the opinion that the whole mechanism of the Heter of Eshes Ach by Yibam, it doesn't come from any Hutra. It comes from Dechuya. It comes from Esed Dechalos Asay. So Enachnami, Rava holds of Hol V'Ishtri Ishtri only by Dechuya. But Yibam is Dechuya. So Rava Taka could have had a Hol V'Ishtri Ishtri by Yibam, and he would need a pasuk to tell you they don't say Hol V'Ishtri Ishtri. That's Tosas Kasha. And that's just Tosas Lishitasim. Tosas assume in the Masechta that Rabbi Peir pointed out, you know, some Tosas sound different in different prakim. That's fair, but I'm saying it fits these two Tosas and Lishitasim that Hol V'Ishtri Ishtri should apply if not for a pasuk because it's the Chuya. Good. The other answer, and again, the Svarim quote this, Rabbi Kiva Eger has in the Mishnayos here, that kind of like flips it more fundamentally. if you read that Gemara in Zvachim, the way we read it is that Abaye says, Hol of Ishtri should apply to Hutra, not to Chuya. Rava says, Ipcha Mistabra, just the opposite. Hol of Ishtri should only apply to the Chuya, not to Hutra. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, whoa, not so fast. Rava was picking a fight with Abaye for sure, but he wasn't necessarily arguing Halach Lamaisa all the way like we assumed until now. Abaye assumes Hol of Ishtri only applies to Hutra, not to Chuya. Rava says, if you're going to make Chilukim, if you're going to say one is better than the other, one is more Hol of Ishtri than the other, then Adrava, Ipcha Mistabra. It's more shaykh to say Hol v'ishtri ishtri by Dechuya, because once you're being madcha, just go all the way, be madcha two things. Meaning, once Hol v'ishtri ishtri is true by Hutra, Kolshkein Kavachomer, it's true by Dechuya as well. But Abaye, don't tell me it's only true by Hutra. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Rava never said that it's not true by Hutra. He just said it's even more true by Dechuya. But even Rava agrees with Abaye that it's also true by Hutra. He just doesn't like the chiluk. He pushes back on the svar of the chiluk, but he's not arguing the maskana that it doesn't apply to Hutra at all. If so, the maskana sadvarim for Rava and Abaye is that even in a case of Hutra, we do say Hol v'ishtri, ishtri. Abaye says by Dechuya we don't say it, and Rava says by Dechuya we also say it. Kal v'chomer we say it by Dechuya, because it's even more mistaber to say it by Dechuya, but everyone agrees you say it by Hutra as well. So even if you didn't say this Shtikl Torah, easy Shtikl Torah, that Tosfos are Lishitasam, that Yibam is Dechuya, even if you held Yibam as Hutra, it wouldn't be a problem within Rava. Rava would also have Hol v'ishtri ishtri here, and therefore we need a pasuk to combat it, which is what Tosfos Kasha's premise. The premise of Tosfos Kasha is you would still have that Kasha, because again, Rava never really rejected the concept of Hol v'ishtri ishtri by Hutra.
Then the answer is that he doesn't hold it.
Meaning Tosfos' answer.
Yeah.
But I'm saying to save the Kasha. He doesn't hold of it
at all.
Here. Meaning Hol v'ishtri ishtri here. By Yibam. You're saying Tosfos on Chesam Aleph, right?
Yeah. He doesn't hold
the head
at all. He doesn't hold the ula.
Yeah.
So the maskana is that...
But he has a concept. I'm saying Hol
v'ishtri
ishtri, he has a concept, though.
I thought Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the
maskana...
Rava thinks that he doesn't hold the Hol v'ishtri. Rava himself doesn't hold the Hol v'ishtri ishtri at all. If you do hold of it, though...
Oh, I missed that. Meaning the whole thing is not lishitaso? Like, meaning the whole thing is not lishitas chad, that there's such a thing as Hol v'ishtri ishtri?
Exactly.
I missed that, okay.
And that's what Tosfos means. Rava leisle du ula. He doesn't hold of ula's Hol v'ishtri ishtri. But then you also have to say, bia b'mitzvah slo shma bia, because otherwise, how do we allow the mitzvah of balkari?
Right. Okay. Okay. So that last point is important in terms of the maskana d'var. Everything we said until then is just in terms of defending the kasha of Tosfos. But in terms of the Maskanas Devar, my pair is saying that Rabbi Kiva Eger meant that Rava, his Shita, ends up being that there is no Hol v'ishtri ishtri at all. Okay, I have to look.
The second day is not
that way. Okay. I mean, the second day is going to assume that Rava does obviously have Hol v'ishtri ishtri. That will. I would like to get to that if we have time. The second day as well. But then the what's important is that the two deos and tozos are arguing about within Rava whether there's actually a concept of Hol v'ishtri ishtri l'maskana. Obviously the Shai Gisari doesn't have that Tavana in Rava. Okay. Okay. Another Ha'ara, simple. We saw together the when we were in the Gaiva lab over there when we had the shir that time on the Kovitz Ha'aros and the Simon Tess about the Hutra, Dechuya, and Lo Nemra, the three levels of heterim in the Torah. So Rabbi Chanan was mechadish to us that there's a third level, like Lo Nemra. We call it Lo Nemra. I think he called it Yatsam and Aklal, that something could be not just Dechuya, not just Hutra, but also just like not Usser. It never was Bechlal and Isser. So one of the things he said over there was, who cares, what's the Nafkamina? So one of the Nafkaminas, if you recall, he said was Hol v'ishtri ishtri. Rabbi Chanan says you should only have a concept of Hol v'ishtri ishtri. You should only have a din of Hol v'ishtri ishtri in a case where you have a chalos heter, a mafkia. Meaning if there was an Isser and it's Hutra or it's Dechuya, now you have a Pesach to say, so is something else. But if you have something which was never usser, it's not Hol v'ishtri ishtri, right? It's not, right, whatever, good? hold that it's mutter to park in this spot on Monday, it must now also be mutter to park on Tuesday. There was never a sign that said it was asar on Monday. If they say we're lifting parking restrictions for the week, then it's hold hutra hutra to all the other cases as well. But if it's just never was asar to park there on Mondays, why would that have any shaychus to Tuesdays? If there was no mafkia, there was no heter, so you can't have hul v'ishtri ishtri. Remember that from Rav Chanan? That was the ikra nafkamina that he quoted about hutra d'chuya versus lo nemra. But then this is all Rav Chanan. He then pointed out that the Ramban in Torah Adam assumes clearly that yibum is not d'chuya, not hutra, but rather lo nemra. It's bechlal yatsim and achlal. It's not, there is no isra eshazach. B'makom yibam, b'makom mitzvah yibam. So if that's the case, he puts this all together himself. Lefizeh muchach midaber Ramban dishar yusad deish zach gabi yibam gamkin havi davar shai bechlal v'yatzman haklal it's lo nemra eish zach is not asura b'makom mitzvah yibam. Uleshita zo tikshi ma'od mahada amrinan selk daid lechol v'ishtri gabi isra eish zach. How could you have hol v'ishtri ishtri? Put everything together. Hol v'ishtri ishtri can only apply by hutran d'chuya. Ramban says that yibam is above and beyond that. It's lo nemra. So there's no chalos heter. There's no mafkia. So you don't have room to say hol v'ishtri ishtri. Oh, no. So I think we worked on different parts of the Imre Moshe back then. A different part of the Imre Moshe back then. I think we worked on the Imre Moshe. Now I'm blanking if it was on the mitzvah subakach part, but we've mentioned this arichas ni'mer Moshe about, I think I have it here still actually, about all of the inyanim of esedoch losei and yibam lo nemra or hutra d'chuya. So in that context, he suggests, I don't know if it's hard, kind of, but he suggests that in a chanami, you never could have said hol v'ishtri, you never could have said hol v'ishtri ishtri in the case of yibam, according to the Ramban and the Rashba. Because it's lo nemra, and it's not shaykh to say hol v'ishtri ishtri, because there's no chalos heter. It must be, he suggests, that our Gemara, at this stage, is falling on an assumption that it's esedoch halos to say sheish bakaris. It must be that the Gemara, at our stage, is having a havamina, that the whole din of yibam is esedoch halos to say, and therefore you could say hol v'ishtri ishtri, but in a chanami, Amita la amita shel dvar, meaning the maskana is going to be not that way. We're going to assume that yibam is really lo nemra according to Ramban. I don't know if it's any more dachuk than saying it's lo nemra. It's just dachuk to think the Gemara switches back and forth. But maybe that's true. Maybe like a shtickle smuchim lakach. I'm not sure about this. Is the Gemara says selkadai techamina tesi ba mem atzinu me eishes ach. We should learn a mem atzinu from eishes ach. Yibam to all the arayos, or to achos isha, or to all the arayos. Correct. So, how do you learn a mematzinu from it if it's lo nemra? Meaning, if b'makom yibam there is no isra eshzach, how do you learn from there that also all other arayos, or even also achos isha? Unless the Gemara is assuming there's like a dechia here that there hutra or dechuya, but there's some episode mafkia. Unless the Gemara is assuming that, how could it assume that there's an equivalence between achos, between eishes ach and any other? By eishes ach, the pasuk says b'makom mitzvahs yibum, there is no isra eishes ach. You can't learn from there that b'makom there isn't isra achos isha, there isn't b'makom yibum. It's not equivalent. You can't learn from one to the other. So maybe you see al karchach in our Gemara that the Gemara is assuming there's a dechia, there's esedoch halos to say in the shakot tarya. So the Imre Moshe is saying that on an earlier stage in the Gemara, but maybe you see that here already. In the Selka Daita Chamina as well. I don't know. Ainalav. Maybe that supports what he's saying. Either way, it's a good kasha. Rabbi Chanan, it's an interesting teretz. Maybe smuchim lakach from the Gemara itself. Not sure. The second answer in Tosa on Chesam and Aleph as to Rava not being bothered by Hol v'ishtri, that he would need a pasuk to exclude that by Yibam. So the second answer Tosa's give, who is the Ri? I forget. Yeah. So the Ri says there's a chilak. What's the chilak? Ve'olam Ri, the yesh l'chalik gabe bal kari d'shem tuma achas with mitzora amirin Hol v'ishtri. L'chad lavu bal kari mitzora.
So there's two shemos isurim here. There's achos isha and eshesach. So you can't say hol v'ishtri eshesach. So too ishtri achos isha. When you have tumas keri and tumas mitzora, it's all tuma. So you could say hol v'ishtri ishtri. right? That's Tosas. That's the read. So the Rabbah has a concept of halal ishtri ishtri, but only when it's one shame isser. When it's two shamos yisurin, he doesn't have a concept of halal ishtri ishtri. So the Shagas Aryeh, that same Shagas Aryeh, has a kasha. He assumes the din is that if you have a kohen who loses a karov, so he's allowed to be, he has to be metame to the krovim, to the Zion krovim, right? What if then he becomes a nazir also on top of being a kohen? So maybe halav ishtri ishtri, once he's allowed to be metame himself to, has to be metame himself to his krovim because it's a kohen, that's his mitzvah. So too, as even though there's nisur tumah of nazir, he also is able to be metame himself because halav ishtri for kahuna, it's ishtri for naziris as well. So the Shagas Aryeh says, oh, our Tosas gives us the answer to that, because Rava tells us here, according to Ri, Rava says, no, only if it's one shame isser do you say halav ishtri ishtri. Here, there's an isser kahuna, there's an isser naziris. They're two separate shamos yisurin, so you can't say halav ishtri ishtri from one to the other. That's what the Shagas Aryeh suggests. There's another answer. We'll skip it for now. It's easy, but I think a very pasha teretz that came to me now, this morning, is, and maybe it's just talking about Machlokes Rishonim, is the heter tumah for a kohen. What's the pshat? It's dechuya? It's hutra? Or it's lo nemra? So Rashi in Brachos famously says it's lo nemra. Meaning it's not the pshat that there's an iser tumah for kohanim to their krovim, elamai, there's a heter that they should be metaming themselves. The Isser Tumah was not Ne'emra b'makom krovim by a kohen. So if that's the case, then just apply what Rabbi Chanan said. Does he say this in Simon Tess? It says in Simon Tess? Okay. So I didn't chazer it. Okay. So, did he quote the Shagas Aryeh?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so good. So Rabbi Chanan has a very simple answer to this. Lefi his Yesod. Very good. So Lefi his Yesod, you can't say Baruch Shekhivanti, it's Baruch Shekharati, right? So Lefi his Yesod, that you only say halav ishtri ishtri when it's dechuya or hutra because there's actually mafkia, chalos heter. By Thomas Kohen, there's no chalos heter, it just was never usser. So you're not going to say that there's an upheaval of the isser tumah by the Kohen. Now it's going to spread also to naziris. There was no upheaval by the kahuna, so therefore it can't spread to the isser naziris either. There's another answer as well, but just to be able to just at least be mitzayin one more maramakom, we'll skip it for now. Tosis on the bottom of the page on Zayin Mabez, Amar Ula. So they have a question. Kevin the bia b'mixas shma bia matam hetiru cham lachnis yado lebahonos vim tomar. The kevin the shma bia v'afilu haki shari mixaso mishum diyefsha binin acher bia b'mixas is shma bia. And even so, they allow a bia b'miktsas, meaning they allow bia, basically, because it's impossible otherwise. Imikain kulonami lishtri. So why do I have to only stick in my hand? Why can't I stick in my arm? Why can't I get the fresh air and put all my shoulders all the way in and get the gishmak of the azara? Why do I only have to stick in the very minimal parts of my body? Bia b'miktsas is already bia, so why not just go all the way? Like Rav Schechter told me once when I had to break my fast because of a medical thing. He said, once you're eating, let the schmaltz drip from your beard. I know, it's funny because I didn't have a beard when he said that, but he did say that. So what do you mean? So once you're already doing it, so go all the way. Enjoy. Just stick your whole arm in there. Get your head in there a little bit. What's wrong with sticking more in there? So Tosfos gives two answers. V'yesh lomar dolo nicha sheyidache v'yas kulo. It's not a good idea to, it's bad, it's wrong, to do an entire, a full bia, even though it's already a bia mixas. Why? Dechsid behedja. It says in the pasuk that you shouldn't go in. Avol bia b'mitzas is not really in the pasuk. Lo k'sid behedja, it's a hekesh. Elam hekesha gamar la ula from negia, that negia b'mitzas is shma bia, so too bia b'mitzas is shma bia hekesh. So what's mefurish b'kra, that I would say away from. The Torah says you have to. There's no other way to do it. So stick your thumbs in. That's the only way to possibly do. But then already to that's a hekesh. That's a little more hidden. That's a little more under the wraps. You're not really violating an iser in the pasuk. But once it's a pasuk that says don't go in, so don't go out of your way to go in. Just do the minimal, which is just the hekesh. Don't do the thing which is mefurish b'kra. So there's like more of a chamiras to mefurish b'krad than there is to hekish. That's l'chora pashut, just to spell out what's pashut. A hekish is kim mefurish b'krad. Rashi says that in a lot of places in Shas. The Rambam says at the end of the Shrashim that we even onish on a hekish. All other midas shatarn and reshifam, we don't give onshin. It's ain onshin min adin. But a hekish is kim mefurish b'krad. Rashi has that lashon. The Prima Gadman Psicha HaKolelis spells this out. It's the second level of this Pasuk, and then Hekish is Engzer Shava, are Kimifurish Bakra. But what we're seeing here is it's the second level, meaning the first level is Mifurish Bakra. The second, like the Ranan Dharm Daf Ches, the highest level of Chamiris comes from an explicit Pasuk. The next level, in Achanami, it's Kimifurish Bakra, but it's Ki. It's almost as good as Mifurish Bakra. Mifurish Bakra is more Chamer. That's the first answer. The second answer, Ba'odi Shlomar, Kim the Efshai de Bia B'miktsas, Im Yikanes Kulo Chayiv.
You look at the Tosas Rashi, he adds a little bit of words here which may have implications. But what Tosas seems to say over here is that even though it's true that once I stick in part of my body, that's already a bia al pi halacha, but I don't know, whatever. Mios tzadik al tirasha. Meaning, okay, so minimize what you're doing. So minimize it. Once you're putting in your thumbs, that's one level of doing it. You're going to put in your whole body, that's doing more of it. And there's no reason to do more of the issue of bia into the mikdash when you're tameh.
So Bechanan, if you didn't see it yet, you should see it inside. Or Bechanan and Kovita Aros Simon Yod Tes. You should write that down and see it inside if you didn't see it yet. Very Gishmak, he says the two deos are basically arguing about how we look at the din of Bia B'miktas Shma Bia. And again, I'm just going to spell this out. I'm not going to go in depth. You'll look it up because I'm only going to get a minute in here. But there's two possible ways of saying it. What's the pshat in Bia B'miktas Shma Bia? You ready? Get your pencil ready. Don't need or already have. What's Bia B'miktas Shma Bia? What does it mean? Does it mean Bia B'miktas Shma Bia means Bia B'miktas, the Torah tells you through a hekish, Ugla says, is not, it's even though physically you're only sticking your thumbs or your hands or your arms, it's considered as if your entire body went in. You already have a bia bikula, even though it looks like a bia b'miktas to you. Halachically, that's bia gemura. It's a bia bikula. Your whole body is in there halachically. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat, no, it's not that you have a bia bikula alidea bia b'miktas. The pshat is you don't need a bia bikula. The hekish of negiya to bia is that it suffices to have a bia b'miktas. That's enough to already be shma bia. That's all the Torah really required in order to be over in the Isser was a bia b'miktas. Those are the two possible ways of saying it. Rabbi Chanan says that's what the deos are arguing about, and he compares it to miktas yam kikulo. You have to look inside for that. But bia b'miktas is shma bia mamish, meaning it's as if you literally went in there. If that's so, then it's the exact same thing as bia b'kula. So just go in all the way. So Tosafot say, yeah, it is the exact same thing. Elamai. The bia b'miktas is a little bit more hidden. It's a hekish. The bia b'kula, to mamish walk in there, to prance in there with your head up, that's already mufurish b'kra. So stay away from the mufurish b'kra. That's a little more chamer. That's the first day in Tosas. The second day in Tosas says, no, it's a bia b'miktas is not a full bia. Only your hand is in there. It's a tiny amount. And therefore, if you put in more of your body, it's more and more bia b'miktases. It's just like taking a derech aruka instead of a derech ktsara. You're adding more and more parts of your body being in there. You're spreading the amount of tumah that's in the mikdash. So that's a violation of vayter bia b'miktas, bia b'miktas. So that's what Tosafot are saying in the second day. But they're arguing fundamentally in terms of how to define bia b'miktas shma bia. Is the pshat that it's shma bia, literally you have a full bia? Or is the pshat that it's bia b'miktas is enough and therefore more and more of it is more and more problematic? One thing to note, again, just a Mar Malkum, then we'll end, is Tosas on Zvachim and Dat Tzadi Heimad Aleph, the Achronim bring a raya from here. I'd forgotten about this. The Achronim bring a raya from there that the Tosas talk about the case of a Beged Tameh that's you know put into the Mikdash. There's a reason why they're putting the Beged Tameh into there for Kibbutz, but it's not really important for us right now. So the Tosas make a chiluk that even though you're putting a Beged Tameh into Mikdash, it's not a problem of Bia B'miktas Shma Bia, because if you only put part of the beged in, since the beged could be cut up into many pieces, it's separable, so it's ki'ilu, it's chalak. It's not like one entity anymore. It's not one combined entity. So the simple mashmaos, natosis, but it's worth talking more about this. The simple mashmaos, natosis, is that bia b'miktas shma bia means you need a bia b'kula. Elamai, bia b'miktas al pi halacha is a bia b'kula. By a person, he's one entity. When he goes in half of him, it's really like his whole body is in there. When a beged goes in, that's cuttable, that's separable. So it's never like the whole thing is in there because it's always cuttable, it's always separable, and therefore you don't have a bia b'kula. Even though you have a bia b'miktas, it doesn't become a bia b'kula because it's possible to slice it up into different pieces. Again, you look inside. We sped through that. But that's what the Achronim bring a raya for that side of the Chakira, that Bia B'Miksas is a Bia B'Kula. Kimidumani, I didn't have time to look at it, I brought it over, but didn't look, but I think the Rav has, in Igros HaGrid, a correspondence with the Marcheshes about this Tosis. And in that context, what the Rav says, I think, would not be like what we just said. It disproves that raya. I don't know if he's addressing that issue again. I have to read it again inside. But in my head, I think what he says has an impact on this raya as well. So you can look in there too on your time. Okay, sorry for going 2 minutes over. We'll stop here.
Where is that?